This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in memoir, including Ruth Reichel's earphones-winning reading of Save Me the Plums, My Gourmet Memoir, which she reads herself. Then we'll hear all about Eduardo Ballerini, the second of our new inductees into the rank of Golden Voice narrators. And after that, we have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of Toni Morrison's meditations on social issues, The Source of Self-Regard. It's read by Bonnie Turpin. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review in memoir is Notes from a Young Black Chef, a memoir by Kwame Onwuachi. It's read by Joshua David Stein, and I beg your pardon, Kwame Onwuachi and Joshua David Stein wrote it. It's read by Kwame Onwuachi. What if your dream to open a fine dining restaurant came true and then died as it closed 3 months later? Kwame Onwuachi is a memoirist turned narrator. His style is characterized by an unblinking honesty through which he reveals the story behind one of the most talked about new restaurants in Washington, D.C. Onwuachi's indignation at the restaurant industry and chronicle of his life as the child of Nigerian immigrants is told at a rapid pace, laced with simmering critiques of both. Listeners who are unfamiliar with his story will find themselves cheering as a wayward child from the streets of the Bronx makes good on his love of food. Fans of the cooking world, including shows such as Top Chef, will be entranced. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Notes from a Young Black Chef, a memoir by Kwame Onwuachi and Joshua David Stein. It's read by the author, and it's an earphones winner. It's available from Random House Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in memoir, we have Save Me the Plums, My Gourmet Memoir, written and read by Ruth Reichel, and it is an earphones winner. Like her lively writing, Ruth Reichel's performance is inviting and engaging. Reichel's latest memoir is a juicy account of her decade as the editor-in-chief of the fabled culinary magazine Gourmet. Her fans will be happy to discover that once again she narrates her own work, and new listeners are in for a treat. Her clear affection for her co-workers, her passion for food and food writing, and her anger and dismay over the magazine's abrupt closure resonate in her natural-sounding narration. Foodies will find much to enjoy, but Reichel also recounts, with warmth and bemusement, the experience of working for media behemoth Condé Nast, where glamour and big personalities are the norm. A must-listen for anyone interested in publishing, writing, and, of course, food. Emily Calkins wrote that review of Save Me the Plums, My Gourmet Memoir, written and read by Ruth Reichel. It's an earphones winner from Random House Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Native of the Heart, a memoir. It's written and read by Cherry Moraga. Cherry Moraga's gravelly voice and impeccable pronunciation aptly convey the harsh lives of her family of origin, especially her Mexican mother and Anglo father. She convincingly compares her own life as a lesbian woman with her mother, Elvira's experience as a poor, uneducated Hispanic woman. The well-rendered poetic text and spirited descriptions create an authentic atmosphere. Listeners will learn that Elvira was hired as a child to pick cotton and worked as a cigarette girl in 1920s Tijuana. Moraga shares details of her own life as a poet, playwright, and feminist, and discusses her relationships with her son and loving girlfriend. But Elvira's influence is always center stage. It is particularly painful to hear Moraga help Elvira cope with her severe dementia. Audio helps listeners stay on track during frequent changes of time and place. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Native Country of the Heart, a memoir written and read by Cherry Moraga. It's available from Tantor Media for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have that thin, wild mercury sound. Dylan, Nashville, and the Making of Blonde on Blonde. It's written by Daryl Sanders, read by Graham Halstead. This incredible audiobook tells the microscopic details of how and why the historic Bob Dylan album, Blonde on Blonde, was made in Nashville. It's a must for Dylan fans or fans of great music. Narrator Graham Halstead takes listeners through the process of recording Dylan's masterpiece, every track, even those that were not used. He explains why there is a Salvation Army band on Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35, and why Dylan breaks up laughing on the recording. The only thing that would make this audiobook better would be a soundtrack of the album. Mike San Giacomo wrote that review of that thin, wild mercury sound, Dylan, Nashville, and the Making of Blonde on Blonde. It's written by Daryl Sanders, read by Graham Halstead, available from Tantor Media for 7.75 hours, unabridged. Next in memoir, we have Ninth Street Women. It's written by Mary Gabriel, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Lisa Stathopoulos. Narrator Lisa Stathopoulos maintains a steady pace throughout this lengthy and interesting story of five female abstract impressionist painters who were often overshadowed by their more famous husbands and fellow artists. Stathopoulos's thoughtfully placed emphasis on the many quotes taken from interviews, journals, and critical writings keep the narrative exciting. Lee Krasner, Elaine de Kooning, Grace Hartigan, Joan Mitchell, and Helen Frankenthaler lived and painted their own way, never behaving as women of their time were expected to. Intimate and juicy details abound of their alcohol and jazz-fueled interactions with the avant-garde painters and poets, writers and thinkers of their day. The audiobook, enlivened by this superb reading, educates and entertains on several levels. New York's post-World War II art scene, history as seen through the eyes of artists, and women's studies. Joanne Simoneau wrote that review of Ninth Street Women by Mary Gabriel. It's an Earphones winner, read by Lisa Stathopoulos, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 39.25 hours, unabridged. And finally in memoir today, we have Mary Queen of Scots by John Guy, and Earphones winner read by Lucy Rayner. And this, of course, is a biography. Lucy Rayner's melodic narration of this full-length biography of Mary Queen of Scots is a unique experience. Her sweet voice and sweeping tones are reminiscent of an epic poem, as opposed to a history of this tumultuous period of English and Scottish history. From Stuart's birth and before, through her marriages, reigns in France and Scotland, and imprisonment in the Tower of London, Rayner's dulcet tones carry this biography to listeners. British, French, and Scottish history, politics, and intrigue are recited fluidly. Dialogue is rare, but who speaks is obvious, with Rayner using subtle accents and intonations, especially for the Scottish brogues. Rayner, smoothly moves between languages and accents with French, Spanish, Italian, and Latin flowing effortlessly. A narrative masterpiece. That review written by Miriam B. Kahn is of Mary, Queen of Scots by John Guy. It's an Earphones winner read by Lucy Rayner, and it's available from Tantor Media for 25 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, let's hear about Eduardo Ballerini, our second golden voice for this season. Eduardo Ballerini. What has surprised you the most about your work in audiobooks, Eduardo? The first thing that surprised me about audiobooks came from the film and TV side of things, where I'm still active, is how difficult it is. I guess I was naive when I first started recording things. I was like, oh, well, you know, you just read a book. That can't be so hard. What could be so hard about that? And then I quickly discovered that it is truly an art form unto itself. I remember after one of the first books I did, I would go home after the sessions and just pass out, dead tired. I hadn't really understood just how incredibly difficult this work can be and how talented the people behind the mic are across the board. Then the other thing that surprised me on the other side of things is how popular they are. I discovered so quickly that people are just gobbling audiobooks up left and right, and they mean a lot to them. Audiophile asked, tell us about a time that you've gotten feedback from a fan. Eduardo, I've gotten a lot of feedback from fans over the years, and what has struck me about it is how personal in nature the responses are. And I think the reason for that is that there's an intimacy to this medium that you have to have one voice talking to one listener. And it's very personal. And it's, in a sense, like a private conversation between two people. And it offers something that a lot of other forms of entertainment don't. That is this very personal nature, this very intimate relationship between the narrator and the listener. When you're talking about a film or theater, the productions are much larger, obviously, and there are so many elements going into them. But here we have something very stripped down and basic, and I think it touches people in a very unique way. People have written me extraordinarily intimate things. One woman wrote to me to say that listening to some books I've recorded helped her get through a divorce. Another woman wrote to me to say that as she was preparing for a gallery show, she's a painter, she was listening to my books, and now when she looks at the painting, she sees and hears my voice in them, which I thought was extraordinary, that she'd taken my work and put it into her work, and that they'd sort of fused together in her mind. And you get a lot of these responses from people. And then as the narrator, you feel this greater responsibility. And so it has actually changed my approach over the years. It has become a much more personal and intimate thing for me as well. Audiophile. What helps you to achieve an emotional connection to a book and the characters? Eduardo. I've always said that the narrator is first in service to the author and the book. We are coming at it after it has been written, and so we're coming at it to now present it in a new form to listeners. Over the years, as I've started to understand that a lot of people are listening and not reading, we can have that debate whether listening is reading another time. It made me realize the gravity of it all. And it's helped me connect to material more. It's just sort of opened it up more and allowed me to get deeper into it in a way that I haven't previously. And that concludes our interview with our second golden voice of this season, Eduardo Ballerini. Just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's June-July issue. It's the magazine that is this time focusing on our golden-voiced narrators. Okay, now we turn our attention to contemporary culture, and our reviews begin with Horizon. It's written by Barry Lopez, and it's read by James Naughton. There is an appropriate gravitas to James Naughton's fine performance of this ambitious audiobook. Lopez's far-reaching self-proclaimed autobiographical reflection crosses broad swaths of time and boldly travels the world, and Naughton provides excellent navigation throughout this expansive recording. His patient, capable voice steers the listener through shifts, not only in time and place, but also in topic and style, always returning to concerns about our planet's health and future. Listening to Naughton is like sitting down with a revered elder and hearing him regale us with fact, speculation, and commentary by turns. There is a lovely writing, a skilled delivery, and much to think about in this production. The breadth and length are not for the timid, but the topics should appeal to us all. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Horizon by Barry Lopez, read by James Naughton. It's available from Random House Audio for 23 hours, unabridged. Our next review is Shameless, A Sexual Reformation. It's written and read by Nadia Bowles Weber. This is a listen for saints and sinners alike. It's a listen for people interested in sex, in religion, and in someone unafraid to share her story about all this and more. Nadia Bowles Weber is the founder and former pastor of the House for All Sinners and Saints, a Lutheran congregation in Denver. She does a fine job narrating her audiobook and sharing very personal stories, both her own and those of parishioners. Her stories touch on love, faith, intolerance, acceptance, alcoholism, abortion, and much in between. And Bowles Weber isn't afraid to take on those who would use religion as a tool to shame, subjugate, and marginalize those who don't follow their interpretation of the Bible. Jonathan Smith wrote that review of Shameless, A Sexual Reformation. Nadia Bowles Weber wrote and reads it, and it's available from Random House Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in contemporary culture, we have See You in the Piazza. It's written by Frances Mays, and it's read by Cassandra Campbell with a preface note from Frances Mays. For centuries, listeners have been transported by the lively accounts and fantastic tales of travelers. Now audiobook listeners, as armchair travelers, can experience the sumptuous pleasures, cultural enlightenment, and untrammeled beauty of small towns spread throughout Italy, as described by author Frances Mays, who wrote Under the Tuscan Sun. Mays introduces the production and finishes the travelogue in her own voice, but it is a gifted narrator, Cassandra Campbell, who takes us on the journey to lesser-known destinations in Italy, traveling from north to south, including Sardinia and Sicily. Campbell's voice is cultured, warm, and clear, showing enthusiasm for the Italian way of life, its people, medieval churches, natural wonders, wines, and unique regional cuisine. This audiobook is great fun, but a map, wine list, and recipe cards would be helpful. That review by Diana Granger is See You in the Piazza by Frances Mays. It's read by Cassandra Campbell, and Frances Mays adds a preface and a note. Next in contemporary culture, we have Falter. Has the human game begun to play itself out? It's written by Bill McKibben, and it's read by Oliver Wyman. Narrator Oliver Wyman has the difficult task of engaging listeners with this audiobook's grim tidings on climate change and pending social collapse. The sobering introduction, read by the author, renowned environmentalist Bill McKibben, warns listeners not to expect unwarranted hope. While McKibben is cautiously optimistic about renewable energy and the power of the people, Wyman must deliver a barrage of frightening and scientifically sound scenarios. Yet his skillful, nuanced performance is enough to keep listeners from tossing their earbuds aside in despair. Wyman spotlights sporadic moments of humor and hope and channels McKibben's withering rage toward the powerful few who suppress climate action in favor of personal wealth. This isn't easy listening, but it's essential for anyone concerned about humanity's future. Andy T. Nelson wrote that review of Falter. Has the human game begun to play itself out? It's written by Bill McKibben, read by Oliver Wyman, available from Macmillan Audio, unabridged, and we have no time of that, how long that book is. Okay, we continue in contemporary culture with Off the Rails, A Train Trip Through Life. It's written by Beppe Cervernini, and it's read by Eduardo Ballerini. Narrator Eduardo Ballerini's skill at portraying many accents enhances this look at traveling the world by train from 1986 to 2017. Cervernini shares his experiences and impressions of the places he visits, fellow travelers, and diverse trains. Ballerini gamely delivers Cervernini's condescending remarks about fellow passengers and bias against some of the places he visits, particularly in the U.S. Current events in history add interest, but the humor doesn't work, despite Ballerini's lively delivery. It's odd to hear of Cervernini holding a bobblehead Donald Trump in Europe, which elicits little conversation. Listeners will benefit from descriptions of luxury and modest trains and how to train travel has changed through the years. Pertinent quotes from books and music regarding the glory and mystery of traveling by train are also entertaining. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Off the Rails, A Train Trip Through Life. It's written by Beppe Cervernini and it's read by Eduardo Ballerini. Available from Penguin Audio for 7 hours, unabridged. Our next contemporary culture review is The Source of Self-Regard. It's by Toni Morrison, read by Bonnie Turpin. Bonnie Turpin is an experienced narrator whose strong voice makes her an excellent choice for this selection of essays by Toni Morrison. She delivers the author's meditations on social issues in a steady, firm tone that makes us feel like we are in a classroom, soaking up the wisdom of a beloved professor. Turpin's deliberate and precise narration further illuminates Morrison's insights about art, artists, and society. This is a title listeners can sink into whenever they are in need of intellectual stimulation. Fans of Toni Morrison will keep this on their playlists for years to come. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of The Source of Self-Regard by Toni Morrison. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, available from Random House Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The End of Ice, Bearing Witness and Finding Meaning in the Path of Climate Disruption. It's by Dar Jamail, and it's read by Tom Parks. There's urgency in narrator Tom Parks' voice as he ticks off the names of cities that may be underwater by 2050. New York, Miami, Tokyo, Mumbai. The loss of glaciers isn't our only problem as the seas become more acidic, creating toxic algae blooms and endangering the food chain. Dar Jamail blends interviews, studies, and statistics with his own experiences mountain climbing in Alaska. Parks narrates the author's personal stories in a reflective tone, with a touch of sadness, as Jamail considers the future while amid the Grand Peaks. It's a tone that makes the stories of Alaskan hunters who are reluctant to further risk their environment hit home. Jamail calls on listeners to experience the natural world while they still can, as he laments the lack of political action. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The End of Ice, Bearing Witness and Finding Meaning in the Path of Climate Destruction. It's written by Dar Jamail and is read by Tom Parks, available from Brilliance Audio for 8 hours, unabridged. Next, we have All That Remains, A Life in Death by Sue Black, read by Angela Daw. Sue Black isn't afraid of death. She thinks about joining the cadavers at the University of Dundee when she's gone, and Angela Daw's narration reflects that matter-of-fact attitude. There's even enthusiasm in Daw's voice as she recounts Black's first memories of dealing with death on the job, working part-time in a butcher shop when she was only 12. Black is a forensic anthropologist with experience in Kosovo and on high-profile cases in Great Britain, and she's also been on British TV. She mentions a few of her well-known cases and projects, but her audiobook is a more general discussion of death. Yes, listeners, that includes the inevitable macabre discussions of corpse medicine and cannibalism, as well as other grisly details. James A. Stewart wrote that review of All That Remains, A Life in Death by Sue Black, read by Angela Daw. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have a regular feature, Learning by Ear. We have Thomas Walken's review of audiobooks addressing living long, living well, and we'll hear from our third new golden voice, Johnny Heller. Then we turn our attention to reviews in personal growth audiobooks, including Oprah Winfrey's The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose, performed by Oprah Winfrey and a full cast. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.